I want to hear what the word is this morning so that I can get empowered and just get on my way. Father God, we thank you this morning for just being you. We call it Fabulous Friday, Father, because it, you know what? We didn't have to wake up this morning, and we appreciate the fact that you allowed us to wake up in our right minds and our spirit is ready to be filled with the word, Father. We ask you for traveling mercy for each and every one of us that is on the road, Father. We just encourage everyone to just stay in their lane as they reach their destinations, Father. We appreciate the fact that you love us so much. You just love us so much beyond the idea of what we even know about, that we just are so, so enriched with your word. Father God, we just want to make sure you understand that we don't take any of this lightly, Father. We know that it wasn't us at all, because so many of us are not supposed to be here, but you saw fit for us to see yet another day. We appreciate Artist International, the nutritional company that's just put a different spin on each one of our lives, Father. You have been able to enrich, enhance, and empower each and every one of us, Father. We just love you for that. We love you for being the Alpha, the Omega, knowing before we even knew what was going to happen this day that you covered us, Father. We thank you for the founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, two awesome women of God that you poured into them so that they could pour into us, Father. We so appreciate them, and we appreciate you. Father God, we are going to make sure you know that we love you. And Satan, just so that you know, evil one, there's no place for you on this line. Just have a seat, rest yourself. And you can also get fed by a good word from our Father. We cover this prayer in your son's blood. Amen, amen, and amen. And I love each and every one of you. I will see you in Houston, Texas, today. I'm going to share it with my host. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Go ahead and get ready, Minister Benita. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. This is Minister Robin here in New Jersey on the East Coast. Icy, but God is good. It's a fabulous Friday, as Minister Benita has said. The enemy is under our feet. We are victorious, and God morning to everybody in Houston and on your way and arriving in the mighty name of Jesus. The Master's call welcomes you. We welcome those who are listening to our call also. We are glad that you were able to take this opportunity to be with us on this fabulous, fabulous Friday. And our call was founded by two fabulous women of God, two victorious women of God, two sweet and precious women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, the ambassador of Artists International, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, the mother ego of our call. We say thank you for listening to the King of Kings and establishing this call. Our call was founded 2010 on October 25th. We stand on Psalms 88:13. It reads that, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We are prayers. We believe that. We encourage you to stay on this call today, if you can, because we take your prayer requests. And I know many of you are traveling, and if you're not able to, we have an email address, and I'll give you that in one moment. But let me go ahead and let you know what our mission statement is also. We are enriched, we are enhanced, and we are empowered believers. Our website address where you can listen to all the messages, go to themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And the email address to send us your praise reports. Send us your prayer request. If you would like to be part of our team, send it all to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And immediately following this call, every single Monday through Friday, we have the morning motivational call. It is going to be hosted by Platinum President Dorothy Cook and her team. Today, also, she is in Houston, Texas. She resides in Texas, and I'm sure that call is going to be awesome. because many of you are there at the Kings of Artists Empowerment Conference. But let me go ahead and give you the number. The morning motivational call number is 530-881-1300, pin code 539-598-pound. We have so many things that are going on. 90K in 90 days. It is possible. It is being done. It's being done by many of our health and wellness distributors. Get on the call, and they will be able to tell you and give you additional information about it. We also have a sizzle number for you. That call is every evening at 8 Eastern Central Time, Eastern Standard Time, I'm sorry. And the number is 712-432-0075. The pin code is 926358. Go ahead and get three people on the line and find out how you too can be, how you too can do, how you too can make sure that you can find out more and get 90K in 90 days. It is done. It is possible. And not only that, again, you keep hearing me say the Kings of Artists, their conference is now. And if you're still interested, it's not too late. There is no lateness. You can go to artistempowermentconference.com. That's www.artistempowermentconference.com and get additional information. But it starts today, and we say God bless each and every single one of you. But you know what? I'll come back with additional announcements. I'm going to tell you about the mighty man of God. He is, I'm sure, there also. His name is Pastor Derek E. Allen. Praise God for him. He's been pastoring for over 13 years, and he is also the senior pastor and the president of the Divine Word of Truth here on the East Coast in Brooklyn, New York. First Lady Beverly Braisnell stands by his side, and they have three wonderful children, Nigel, Clavia, and Angel. And he's also been blessed with the mighty man of God as his son-in-law. He has three grandchildren. He travels all over the world, several countries, Canada, Barbados, St. Croix, St. Thomas, St. Vincent, Trinidad, Nigeria, West Africa, speaking the word of God, teaching others about God. I can go on and on and on, but his desire is to win the world for the lost. I'm in agreement with that in the name of Jesus. I'm going to call this anointed man forward. I know he has a word for us. Get your pen, your paper, and get your sword. Are you there, Pastor Derek?
Good morning. Good morning. Are you there, Minister Robin? God bless you.
God bless you, sir. It's all yours.
Praise God. This morning, I greet each and every one of you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I thank God for our host this morning, Minister Robin. Thank God for those who prayed. Those of you who are on this call, God bless you. Dr. P.K. Robert, our ambassador, Happy New Year. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Happy New Year. All this family, the De Leon, the Diaz De Leon family, Happy New Year. I pray that this new year would be a blessed, safe, prosperous, amen, God, amen, energized new year. Amen. We praise God this morning. Thank God for being on this call today. Thank God for this opportunity to be able to share a word with you. Amen. One of the things we realized over the last few years is that we have started the year with prayer. And I am a part of that movement also who believe for the years I've been pastor, and this year is 15 years. And we thank God because we realize that, and I've been saying this over the last few days, that we started the year with prayer, obviously, but as the year, we progress, we kind of lose our time of prayer. We get busy for God. We get busy with the family. We get busy with making money. We get busy with so many other things. But I believe that the starting of the year is a time for us to, amen, exhale, as it were. Just take our time and give our attention to God and hear what God is saying. So this morning I want to speak to us in prayer. Amen. And the theme, amen, praise God, that was mentioned, Psalms 88 and verse 13 is saying, I will direct my prayer unto you in the morning, will I prevent thee? But I want to use James number 5, verses 14 through 16, and I'm going to read it through really quickly. James 5, 14, it says, is any sick among you, let him call up for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sin, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of the right of a righteous man availeth much. I want to speak to us this morning very briefly on the subject of prayer. Prayer. Sometimes we allude prayer to something so above us, some of us, that we think we cannot pray. That other person should pray. He should pray. She should pray. The apostle should pray. The mother warrior should pray. But praying, amen, is something that we all can do. What is prayer this morning? Prayer is the lifeline of our faith. Each child of God, hallelujah, should pray. Each child of God should see prayer as one of the most important parts of their life. It is said that praying is like that person who is in the water, they're in the middle of the ocean, they're drowning, but it is like that person who throw the rope out at that person who is in the water. And the person in the water, amen, praise God, they have one more chance to be saved, for their life to be saved, by catching on to the edge of that rope or just the middle of that rope. So the prayer this morning is also communing and conversing with. In other words, just like how we speak to one another is how we can actually pray, amen, praise God, for each other. Prayer is asking and receiving from God. Oh, my God, this morning, praying is conversing, as I said, and communing. Amen. Not talking at God, but it is having a conversation with him. Just like how you're going to speak to your friend, those of you who are in Texas, those of you, amen, praise God, who are on your job, those of you who are at church, how you converse with one another, that's the way you can converse with God. Converse means to hold a conversation. Through conversation and fellowship, we take our faith and the word of God and change the circumstances in our lives. Is anybody hearing me today? I want to say that again. Through conversation and fellowship, amen, praise God. And our faith, we take our faith. We take our faith. Faith. It takes faith to please God. And yes, faith is the way we pray, because we believe God for things sometimes that we have not seen. We cannot, touch. We cannot see. But we believe by faith in the word of God that what God's word said is able to come to pass in our lives. So today, amen, praise God, on this 10th day of January 2014, we take faith, we take the word of God, and we, through faith, changes the situation in our lives through our prayer, and it lines up with the will of God. Through prayer, we can ask and receive. God is never going, amen, this morning, to create a world for us that makes him unnecessary. What are you saying, preacher? I'm glad you asked. You see, God knows what you and I need already before we pray. But God would not exempt himself from being, amen, the source of our lives. So God wants us to ask. God wants us to pray, but he already knows. Amen. The Bible said if you ask, you're going to receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and it shall be open. God is always ready, beloved ones, to move on our behalf, but he wants us to pray. I am so grateful this morning amen, for this first opportunity to share on the Master's Morning Call, understanding, amen, as I said earlier in my opening remarks, that as we open the new year, we take time to seek the face of God. As a pastor, God give us vision, but we have to understand that, praise God, God is the one who provides the means of us having a successful year in ministry. We have to pray. Praise God. So we as a church, we have taken time off this week to pray. Amen. Praise God. Some people have to go to work. Some people have their other chores to do. But we are praying because we realize that we need God's attention. Oh, yes, and God also needs our attention. Is anybody hearing me this morning? Praise God. God already knows what we need, but he wants us to act. Somebody say, and praise God, he expects us to receive, praise God, what he give us. So understand this morning that when we pray, God is able to hear our prayer. God is able to supply our needs according to his riches and glory. Many people, amen, will ask God, but they would not receive from him. Others may ask and even receive, but they do not, amen, spend time communing with God. You see, beloved ones, one of the things that I said, amen, over the last few days is that we need to understand that sometimes we end up in a situation where we have money, we have prestige, we have the society, we have the club that we are in, but that is not to say that it is a favor or blessing from God. But we need to understand that God, when the rain falls on the just and on the unjust, and when the sun shines on the just and on the unjust. But we need to understand this morning, praise God. God wants us to commune with him. God wants us to praise him. God wants us to pray. God wants us to seek his face. He wants us to commune, and he wants us to have a conversation with him. All, amen, praise God, will ask and receive from him. Amen. There are conditions, praise God, to God, amen, answering our prayer. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible said in the book of 2 Chronicles, number 7, verse 14, if my people, I know this scripture becomes now a cliche, but this morning I use it in the context of what God has said in time past. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, amen, praise God, number one, and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, amen, praise God, then will I hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. This family this morning, those of you who might be on this call for the very first time, understand that God knows your situation. God knows right where you are right now. Some of you, amen, are struggling in your artist business. Do not give up. Just persevere. God knows all about your situation. He knows what you're doing right, and he knows what you're doing wrong. But God in time, amen, will fix it for you. Just allow him to fix it. Understand that what you're doing is to help other people. So this morning, hallelujah, as you align yourself with the word of God, God is able to supply your needs, but he wants you to pray. Jesus, if the word if is, amen, our operative word in all of our prayers, amen, but it can also kill, it seals, it hurts more than any other word in our language. If we will overcome the if, amen, of our prayer, we will, amen, accomplish great and mighty things for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Blessed be of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, my God, you will understand prayer. You will pray. People will be healed, as the word of God said, by the touch of your hand. People will be saved by the word of God. coming out of your mouth. Not a condition to an answer prayer is, amen, we need to humble ourselves. Oh, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. God wants us to also submit, amen, to his authority. It doesn't matter who you may be this morning. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter your position on the job. You might be the CEO of your business. You might be the directing manager of the bank. Oh, my God, God still wants you, when you approach him, to humble yourself. You cannot find your gifts until you operate in your gift. It doesn't matter what it is God has called you to. Amen. Praise God. You have to operate in your gift. You see, where are you going, preacher? Sometimes people said, I cannot understand what my calling is. But I'm telling you this morning that when you operate whatever God is calling you to, you find yourself doing it. You find yourself doing it before you're recognized by the pastor, the apostle, the bishop, or the committee leader. God is using you in that. Amen. Praise God. So you must operate in it first. If you will be faithful to the call will be faithful to you. Another thing, praise God, is pride. False pride produces fear. Trying to line up, oh my God, with your, amen, precision, amen, of what an intercessor or a prayer warrior should be. Oh my God, that only produces false pride, and false pride turns to fear. Are you understanding what I am saying this morning? Sometimes we are not called to certain things, but we want to please the crowd. Sometimes we tell people that we are preachers. We tell people that we are musicians. And that's not the calling of God on your life. Man of God, woman of God, this morning, know your calling. I heard somebody said, stay in your lane. God wants each and every one of us to pray. Amen. It doesn't matter what position you're in. You have to pray. But do not try to be a man pleaser. But understand that when you pray, and what you're praying for is unto God. God is the only one who can answer your prayer. No man on this earth can answer your prayer for you. God uses people to bless other people, but man cannot answer your prayer. God is the only one who can answer your prayer. So walk in your gift and only your gift. Do not try to be like the other person. Do not try to be like the preacher on television. Listen, your ministry will fail. Understand this morning, you can only be yourself. When you are yourself, you will be a successful person. If you try to be somebody else, God did not make two of us the same. Is anybody hearing me this morning? So in other words, trying to, amen, put yourself in a position that you should not be in. It is false pride, and that turns into fear. Oh, my God, this morning, pride turns to fear of not being able to live up to those expectations, hindering you from operating in the authority, amen, the power that God has called you to. I'm coming down this morning. Effective prayer. The Bible said that prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Oh, the prayer of a righteous man are placed in him by God. James 5 and 16 said, confess your transgressions, trespasses one to another, and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual, amen, the effectual, the prayer from the heart, the loyal prayer, the committed prayer of the righteous man availeth much this morning. Pray, amen, praise God, one for another, that you may be healed. Is anybody hearing me today? The Bible said that Elijah was a man like as you and I are, and he prayed, praise God, earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain for 3.5 years. I'm talking about praying this morning. What is it in your life that you are believing God for? It is time to pray. Jesus told his disciples, and when you pray, oh my God, pray to God this morning that God would open the way for you, that 2014 will be the best year of your life. Listen, life is happening every day, but God is able to keep us in the midst of the peril, in the midst of the tragedy, in the midst, in the good time and in the bad time. This morning, I want to leave you. When the Bible said that Elijah, he prayed again that it's going to rain. And the Bible said it rained. It rained. So God is able to hear our prayer this morning. I pray that God will bless you. I pray that God will prosper you. Somebody said he favored me. Oh, somebody understand that God loves you with everlasting life. He have drawn you to himself. Oh, I give God praise this morning. I give him glory. I give him honor. Father, I worship and adore you. I give you the praise today. I thank you, oh God, for each person on this call. Cover them, Lord, from the crowns of their head to the bottom of their feet. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Over to Minister Robin.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor Derek. I will be calling you back to give us our daily benediction. And don't forget, I'm coming forward right now, family, to continue praying to our Father, communing with him. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Heavenly Father. You are awesome. You are worthy to be praised. We extol your greatness, and we thank you for your word, Lord. You are the lover of our souls, and we lift up to you, Father, the founder of Artists International, our Papa Diaz de Leon, Father. Lord, as I speak your word and I give voice to your word, and we know your word will not return void unto you, we speak right now over his body. I command in the name of Jesus every chemical imbalance to line up with the word of God in his body. His body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I thank you, Father God, that the right chemicals are being released, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You have imparted life unto him. I thank you that he is being restored in Jesus' name. I command any type of fluid to dry up and be uprooted in Jesus' name. I command you to dissolve in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, because you are his strength. I thank you, Lord God, that he is going to be able to stand strong in you and in the power of your might. I thank you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Shalom. You are the God of peace. We speak peace over him, peace over his wife, peace over his family, peace over that conference in the mighty name of Jesus. Satan, I put you on notice right now. Your scheme, your whatever you're trying to do, it is inoperative in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you because you have freed him from the law of sin and death. I thank you because you are energizing Joni. I thank you because you are energizing anyone, Father God, who is sick, because sickness does not belong to them. Your son took sickness away from them. And by the stripes that Jesus accepted on their body, on his body, Papa is healed. Joni is healed. Mother Josie is healed. Peace to Willa. Peace over the Edmondson family in the name of Jesus. Peace to Deborah. You are her comforter. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise, and we will continue to glorify your name. We will continue to speak your word because your word is going forward in their lives, and it is, and it will continue to accomplish everything you said that it's supposed to do in the mighty and matchless name of our King Jesus. Family, today is Friday. Stay on the line if you are able to. We will continue taking your prayer requests and your praise reports because our God is good. And if you cannot, feel free to get on the morning motivational call. Many of them are at the Empowerment Conference. being hosted by the Kings of Artists, but the number for the MMC call is 530-881-1300. PIN code 539-598-POUND. God bless you, Kings of Artists. You are blessed. You are successful. You are anointed in the mighty name of Jesus. Have fun, family. We love you. Pastor Derek, please come forward and give us our daily benediction. And then Dr. Vanessa, it is all yours. Are you there, Pastor Derek?
Praise God. Father, we give you thanks and praise this morning. We thank you for this opportunity. Lord God, that we can come together on this morning, Master's morning call. Thank you, God, for the host. Oh, God, Dr. PK, Dr. Vanessa. Thank you for each and every one of us. Oh, God, Minister Robin, Minister LaShawn, and each and every preacher, pastor, bishop, apostle that comes forward, oh, God, from week to week, day to day. God, I pray that you're going to bless your people. Let 2014 be the best year of our lives. We thank you, God, for Dr. Vanessa this year and her great celebration to come. God, continue to cover her. Oh, God, let nothing, oh, God, stop your move in her life. I pray, God, for the Kings of Artists. I pray for the Diaz de Leon family. I pray for each and every one of artist distributors that, oh, God, we're going to find favor, that our business will blossom this year, the lives will be changed, and many will be helped, oh, God, of their diseases and their sicknesses. Lord, we pray that you go before us today. We ask in Jesus' name. Remember that you're the head, you're not the tail. You are a victor, not a victim. You are up, you're not down. You're destined for greatness. Square your shoulders and keep your chin up. The sky is the limit, and the earth belongs to God. God bless you is my prayer. Praise God.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, man of God. As always, you definitely prophetic anointed word to us, and we speak back in your life, Pastor Derek, the virtue of God. Just the blessings of God, the success that comes from God, because you have always been such a pillar of teaching and anointing for this TMC call. Please know we are so humbled and grateful for all you do. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, good morning, TMC family. Yes, this is Dr. V, and I am so excited, looking forward to seeing so many of our artist family tonight, this afternoon, this evening in Houston. Dr. PK did arrive safely yesterday, spoke with her briefly, and just so many exciting things are going on. You did hear Robin, Minister Robin, thank you for doing such an awesome job as our prayer warrior, as our pillar of prayer for our call. And Miss Benita, thank you so much. I love that tag you gave us of the telecommunications sanctuary, because that is what we are. I think when the free conferencing started, they had no idea how many prayer lines it would become, how many places of glorifying our God that it would be used for. And we just are excited to be part of that. But we did get the news that Papa Diaz de Leon has been challenging his lungs. And we are praying that healing comes in his lungs and strength in his body. Not sure if he's going to make the conference. And, you know, this is his birthday weekend, and we have planned so many things to celebrate. But we can pray. There's no distance in prayer. So we want to definitely, at the top of our prayer list today, pray for our founder, who is truly a prophet of God, who is truly a man of God, who truly loves all of us, always refers to us as his children, not employees, but as his children in Artists International. So we want to collectively bombard heaven for his healing in his body and particularly in his lungs. I thank you for that in advance. All righty, the lines are open. We always dedicate this day to taking time to take your prayer requests, to hear your praise reports, to just come together in one accord. I always go to that scripture, which is so pivotal in reminding me why it's so important to come into agreement in prayer. And that's Deuteronomy 32:30 that says one could put 1,000 to flight, but two could put 10,000. And it's way more than two on our call this morning in Matthew 18, that clearly in that 18th and 19th verse talks about the power of agreement, that whatsoever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So this is our time to decree and declare the word of God, the will of God, and watch him show up and show out in our lives. So we do have people coming in the queue. Just hit star 6, and you will be called on. Let's start with 0758. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. This is Deborah Edmondson calling from Brooklyn.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
We've been praying for you and your family with the hope
thank
of your
so
grandmother.
Much. Thank you so much. I just want to thank you for your prayers. I feel the prayers of everyone who's covering us in prayer, but this morning's message really touched my heart because my grandmother was truly a woman of God who prayed. She taught me how to pray. And when I heard the message this morning, I couldn't, you know, I just couldn't resist. I just heard her voice. So I was actually planning to leave yesterday to go to Houston because that's where she lived. And she passed the night before. So instead of coming out this weekend, I'm traveling next weekend. And it's very hard for all of us because, you know, she was just the matriarch of our family, the glue of our family. So we're having a rough time, but I believe God, and I know she's in the presence of the Lord today. So I'm just asking to continue to cover us in prayer and ask God for open door for resources for those who have to travel, that they can have the finances that they need to make the trip down to Houston, and traveling mercies for all of us as we travel across the nation to get down to Houston next week.
Amen. Well, know as we've been praying that we will continue to pray and cover your family in this time of her homegoing and her celebration. We love you so much, Deborah, and we will definitely be keeping you and your family for traveling mercies and for finances. And know that God is with you. Amen. Well, all right, to Philadelphia, to good morning, Miss Siobhan. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. How are you?
Doing, as Dr. PK would say, super fantastic.
Amen, amen. Well, first I wanted to give a praise report for last week for the women's luncheon. It was a success even after that day of snow. The very last Friday was so much snow here in the area. But I tell you, the Lord is good, and we were able to still have the women's luncheon on Saturday, and the girls was able to dance before the Lord, and it was just really nice, the turnout, because, of course, some were surprised that that many people still came out. But that just shows how much, you know, work and dedication that we want to have for the Lord. And then also, as the previous caller just mentioned about traveling mercies, for everybody, no matter where they're traveling from, because here in our area, we have freezing rain. And when I took the girls to school this morning, people were slipping down their steps, or as they were stepping out of the cars, was falling because of the freezing rain. So definitely, I don't know what's going on in other areas and how their conditions may be, but definitely for that. And then my other biggest prayer request is that for all of us that are able to attend the conference, that we know how when we go to church, we've been told, don't just be doers of the word. I mean, don't just be hearers of the word, but be doers of the word as well. So that when we go to this conference, that we'll take back the information that is going to be shared with all the preparation that's taking place. We'll take it back and not only share it with our actual market of team members, because I know everybody may not be on the same team, but they're all part of the artist family. But we'll really just this year with artists as a business, just really move it as we should, no matter what the situations or circumstances in our lives may be, that we'll just trust God more with our artist business.
Amen. I'll see that for myself. Amen. Thank you so much, woman of God. All righty, and I just remembered another Maloginka Balova. Remember, charge ain't kicked in yet this morning. I did remember also that we need to be earnestly praying. I know many of you on the MMC call have heard every day for the last two or three weeks, Corey speak, who had been organizing a bus trip to get people down from New York, New Jersey, down to Houston, and he had been driving a bus for over 17 years and was just really going out of his way to plan a phenomenal trip to get everybody down. Well, his wife, just 41 years old, had a stroke 2 days ago. And, I mean, just really just very hard on him and his young children. And so he is not able to go, and he was the bus driver. So just be praying for Monique and Wallace, who is working with him to plan the trip, that they're still trying to get another bus driver, get the van, and, you know, hit the road. They were supposed to leave yesterday, and I'm not sure I did, when I was talking to Dr. PK, she was talking to Monique, but she was at the place trying to make different arrangements. So just keep that whole situation in prayer. I just believe in God. I will see them and hug their neck at utmost to keep Corey and his wife in prayer. She is going to be fine, but such a shock at a young age. But just the enemy is angry that we're coming together on assignment and on purpose. And as I was sharing with Dr. PK, my gosh, the attack even on Papa Dizzy, the own body, and just so many things that have been going on, that we just have to pray, saints. We just have to pray. So I did want to remind us about that prayer request. And then now to Florida. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Happy, Dr. Vanessa, this is Joni. I want to pray travel mercy for everyone and complete healing for everyone. I completed my 8th treatment. I'm doing fine. I feel good. And we're going to do a bone marrow biopsy on the 22nd, see where my numbers stand. But God don't look at numbers, so I ain't even concerned about that. But I want to ask for prayer for my 15-year-old. She got kind of vulgar by the mouth and got out of hand with me, and she'd never done that. So I told her, I said, well, you know, I don't fight evil spirits. So I just want y'all to pray that the Lord get a hold of her and that heart. And that mouth, and I know it's me. I know I saw me back in the day, but I told her this is a new day, and this is 2014. I would not do what my mother let me did. So y'all just keep her in prayer, and I love you, family.
What's her birthday? What's your daughter's birthday?
Oh, Tishauna, T-I-S-H-A-U-N-A. I'm sorry.
T-I-S-H-A-U-N-A. All right, Tishauna, that's pretty. Okay, well, we will definitely keep Miss Tishauna. You know, my mother used to call that Fool's Hill, where you're not old enough to do anything, but you think you're grown enough to do everything.
All right.
We're going to pray through it, and we're very happy to hear that that 8th chemo went well, and we have definitely been earnestly, you know, keeping you, Joni, in prayer. So got that down, and thank you so much for praying for all of us. Just got a text from Minister Robin saying the same thing that Siobhan had said, to please keep them in prayer in New Jersey, because everything's a sheet of ice and people are sliding and crashing, and we just believe God for people to be safe in this crazy inclement weather. My fiance was trying to get down here from Baltimore and just called and said, honey, I said, okay, I'm not going to even clown, I understand, because he said the weather and the cancellation of flights are just crazy up there. So we will definitely keep all of you going through that inclement weather, just keep you all in prayer, and just really be praying for your safety more than anything. All righty, is there any other prayer requests this morning? As we continue to pray for the conference, as people are coming in all over. We were excited that the two kings did get out safely. Reggie got out yesterday, Diamond President Reggie and Diamond President Travion Mathis. So I was very grateful. We were really praying that they would get out okay from the East Coast. And all those who are traveling, I think Ms. Benita was coming out definitely from that area. Just cover you all in prayer for safe travels. So I don't see anybody else in queue. If not, we will go ahead and go. Just want to make sure, because this is your time, and this is what we do on Friday, is take out time to intercede and to hear your prayer requests. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for this fabulous Friday, this fruitful Friday, this faithful Friday of this new year that we've never seen before. Daddy God, we are grateful for the possibilities that you are giving us and doing through us this year, our business and our goals and our dreams to be seen in 2014. I thank you for that phrase penned by our Platinum President, Gail, and I just thank you that as we enter into this place of intercession, of sweet communion and boldly into your throne room, we know that you are a God that hears but at most answers prayer. So we thank you that you said that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So, Daddy God, we as a community of believers, as a community of intercessors, as a community of prayer warriors, come with one mind and one spirit, seeking your will be done, your kingdom come. Father, we first lift up to you the founder that knitted all of our hearts together, that orchestrated all of our lives to intersect. Had it not been for his vision over 23 years ago, most of us never would have met. So, Father, we come lifting up Papa Diaz, Antonio Diaz de Leon, to you. We send the word, Jehovah Rapha, the healing virtue of God, to his body. Father, I thank you from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. He's been full of so much energy and traveling so much and having such a passion and a burden for this company and to change the lives of all of his children, as he calls us. Now, I speak the blood of Jesus we apply to his heart, to his lungs, to his body, to the doorpost of his home. Oh, Father, we just thank you that we curse the assignment of the enemy against his body. The blood of Jesus is against you. We just thank you that he has many more years to go and to live and to do great things for you and your kingdom. So we come as intercessors, as children of the Most High God, and definitely the children of Artists International, bombarding heaven with prayers of healing for his body, for peace, for Armenia. They are so close, united in love and purpose. And we just thank you for the children and the grandchildren and the entire corporate family, as we just believe God for an immediate miracle of healing to his body. We thank you, Lord, that the joy of the Lord is his strength. The anointing that flows from you, Father, heals, touches, and just brings about the miracle in the making. We just thank you, Father, for peace and comfort for the Edmondson family. And as they pray for the homegoing Deborah of her grandmother there in Houston, and as many of the family members will be traveling next weekend, we thank you that you bring in provision for them to come and traveling mercies, and they arrive safely, and that as they miss her but celebrate who she was as a matriarch of their family, I just thank you for you giving them the peace, the comfort, even to smile when they think of the many memories, and then all the planning comes together, and a spirit of love and unity will flow for this family as they celebrate the great matriarch of their family. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the praise report from Siobhan at the women's luncheon in Philadelphia. Well, we praise God that you used the young dancers and they danced before you for your glory and for your honor. We pray for the weather in that area in Philadelphia, New Jersey, New York, Maryland, Baltimore, that people have safety. We curse the assignment of the enemy with death, catastrophe, and calamity. But we just ask your ministering angels, traveling angels, to be around all the people, that they just operate in wisdom and in safety. We thank you, Father. You told us we had authority to speak over the weather. So we stand in that dominion and authority, and I command the weather to light up, and come back to the normalcy that it was intended to be. We thank you, Father, that we pray for Corey's wife. Stroke is a name, and it must bow to the name of Jesus. We speak healing, Jehovah Rapha, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. The Father, you go in and you repair what the enemy tried to destroy. Oh, I thank you for the peace in Corey's heart. And Father, wipe away the guilt that he's feeling about this trip, the bus trip. But his priority is his wife and his family. And Father, you will bring in provision for all those many who are part of that bus trip, that nothing will be hindered or delayed or denied. Give Monique favor and wisdom as she steps up to orchestrate and to plan to get everyone to Houston to the Empowerment Conference safely. But we just thank you for total restoration and total healing for Corey's wife and her body. We thank you for Jody, who we love so much, and we thank you for the success, the praise report of that chemo treatment. And Father, we continue to ask you to be the Jehovah Rapha, to continue to heal, strengthen, deliver her body. And we just thank you for her strength in you, the light of Christ that shines throughout her, and her ability to be such an evangelist, to be such a minister in her marketplace of that hospital, and her going in and coming out. Now, Father, we pray for Tashauna, her daughter. We curse and cancel that assignment of rebellion that many of them go through at that age. And we just thank you. You give Jody the wisdom of how to raise this child, because she belongs to you. And I thank you that we arrest those spirits of rebellion and those spirits that are not like you in her daughter right now, and put an axe to the root for all children that have been affected and influenced by the world. We just speak the love of Christ and labors across your path. Let them have that Damascus Road experience so that their souls, their lives, will always stay in the ark of your safety in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we continue to lift up the Artist Empowerment Conference. We just thank you with expectation and anticipation for all the phenomenal things that you're going to do in this conference. We thank you for, again, the traveling mercies as everyone arrives safely for sweet communion and fellowship in the Holy Spirit. We thank you that that Marriott Hotel becomes not just a meeting place, but a sanctuary, a gathering place, a convocation for you. We thank you, Father, that every speaker speaks the oracle straight from the throne room of God. We thank you that you keep strong and healthy, and the love that flows between the brethren of the kings of artists that you bring in and motivate just mature even more men of God, kings of artists, to step up to the plate. We thank you for all of the women of God, of this great company of artists, that we will be and do all that you called us to do, and learn and glean all that you have prepared for us at the buffet table. We thank you for the church service on Sunday. We just speak that it will be an exceedingly abundantly above than we can ever think. Time of worship and praise and the word going forth from Dr. Raphael Spiller will bless hearts, the body ministry of deliverance, of healing, of restoration, of rejuvenation to all those who attend. We thank you that as we pass out the blessed oil and as we anoint and lay hands on these your people, Father, destinies will be birthed and deliverance will come, then you just will be glorified and your people will be edified. And as I always remind that devil that slew foot, he will and is terrorized, because your will shall be done. So we just thank you even for those who desire to come and could not come. Just keep their hearts abreast that here comes an extravaganza or another event that you will make a way. So we just thank you for this day, this fabulous Friday. We thank you for this day that you go before us and you bless us and keep us and encourage us and strengthen us. Download the strategies from heaven that you would have us think, do, and speak this day. And we will always, Father, point people back to the cross. We will always point people to your love. We thank you that you allow us the opportunity to be your mouthpiece and to be your ministers in the marketplace. So if we thank you for this time of intercession. We clothe in the blood of Jesus every prayer request, every petition, every praise report. Father, those spoken and even those in the hearts of those on this line unspoken, we thank you, Spirit of the living God, that you are still our Lord of lords, our King of kings. And we decree and declare as we leave this call, but absolutely never leaving your presence, that we will go out and do great things in your name. We will be your ambassadors wherever we go. We will be your glory carriers, the glory of God to be seen in 2014. And we seal this time together in the mighty, awesome, name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you for so many of you all being on the line and staying on the line. And thank you for keeping us covered in prayer this strategic weekend of the Artist Empowerment Conference. And until we come together again on Monday, asking you to go out and have a very blessed, blessed weekend. And we look forward to all of us doing what we've been called to do and being a blessing in the marketplace. Amen. Bye-bye.